way down and seated everybody and turned out all the lights so we could see total darkness. And I'm telling you, you felt like you could almost taste it. It was so black. It was so dark. And then we went on down and a piece further, and they turned out the lights where we was and showed us a place back in there and called it New York City. And it really looked like a city back there, but of course they just had it fixed with lights and things, and it was beautiful. And we went down and went around to all the scenery, and when we first started, after we got down, they seated everybody on a rock. They had seats made up on this rock, and they seated us there and sung. I mean, they played the Rock of Ages. Oh, that put a feeling on you. You know, you're way down there, you know, and see all these things and hear it too. And but oh, how I enjoyed it. I have a daughter that lives in Abilene, Texas, and so we went from her home. That's out on the Panama, you know. High Plains, I call it. So went out there, went down, and I said I would never go again. You know, you see the mountains up yonder and people just are passing, just flying by up there, and I hope I don't have to go up that high. And then I'd see them away down. I hope I don't have to go down that far. It just really got on you. I remember we was going down the steps in Carlsbad Caves, and there was a bunch of boys there. They was in CC camps, and they was having the best time, looked like. And my daughter that was with me, she's my youngest one, she says, "I want my mom." And it sounded like it went plumb to the bottom of the tent. And them boys just huddled like that. And everybody just laughed. We all had a lot of fun. Just things like that, telling you. When I went down in Florida, I went with the furthest I ever went down in Florida. I've been in Florida more than once. But the furthest I ever went, I went with one of my nieces that lives in Houston, Texas. She hunts rocks. Mm-hmm. And we went down on the coastline and for her to pick up rocks. And I'm telling you, I don't remember how far we did go. But we went way down. Mm-hmm. But then I've been two or three times more. Now I've been in, when I went over in Georgia, my son was in service over there.
Where was he stationed?
At Macon. Mm-hmm. And they called it Camp Wheeler out at the camp. Mm-hmm. Camp Wheeler. I didn't go out to the camp, I just went to Macon, and he met me there. Spent a week with him. And he's supposed to leave, then go overseas. Well, when I come home, he called me and told me, he says, "Well, I'll be leaving tomorrow to go overseas." And when the next day he called me, just a little after night, and he said, "We can go overseas." I said, "Well, what's wrong? What happened?" He said, "Well, I have developed asthma since I've been over here." And he says, they say I can't stand salt water. So he says, they carried me out yesterday afternoon and I developed asthma and they brought me back. So he says, I won't go overseas.